Welcome, students and leaders. My name is Aiden, and this is Joseph. Say hi, Joseph.
Hi.
So this is the Bleeding Citizen podcast, and today, for our first episode, we're going to open up by interviewing a QAnon supporter. So I guess we should get into the backstory of how this happened. At the park, chilling one day, and I was playing basketball, and this little kid comes up to me, and he asked me if he could play with me. So I'm like, okay, sure. And we're just shooting around. And then his mom comes up, and she just wanted to ask me questions, just to make sure I was safe, I think. But anyway, we started talking, and I told her I was starting film at my school. And she oddly replied, so, you're not one of those types of people, are you? And I was like, what's this bitch talking about, right? And so what was she talking about, Joseph?
So I, from my understanding, I wasn't here. This was just Aiden, but she just started spewing out all this conspiracy stuff. Expand on that, because I'm not entirely sure. You're sort of telling me this story for the first time.
Yeah, that's cool. So she originally, it was pretty tame. It was just like a typical like right-wing Trump supporter. Like, she talked about how she had like a Trump license plate on the back of a car, how like her dog was a Trump supporter, a lot of things like that, weird shit. But I wasn't like mind blown, right? But then she started going like a lot into like Hollywood pedophilia, which I guess to a certain extent you can make a good argument for the existence of it. But I think where the craziness started was when she started bringing up like the deep state and the tunnels underneath Washington D.C.
Well, bro, this all spawned from you saying you wanted to pursue film, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah. I was just trying to tell her my aspirations in life, and then she decided to like go on. Yeah. Society, bro. But yeah. So, I mean, like, obviously, I've never believed any of this shit, and I probably never will. I'm not intelligent, but, and I think Joseph is too. I'm not sure though. But
I'm not sure either.
But
bro, we did just get off the 2-hour call with our guy today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you. Yeah. So the guy that we talked to today, he's not the same person that I met at the park when I was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. So I joined a Facebook group chat.
she invited you to it. You didn't join it.
Bro. Yeah, she invited me to it because, like, I eventually gained her trust through manipulation, right? Because I love that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And so, based off that, she, like, I got into contact with this guy named Zeke. And
no, his name is not Zeke, bro.
It's
Marcel Johnson. Okay, the dude is in China. He's teaching a science class. He's got a fucking handlebar mustache, bro.
Oh, actually, no, it's a biker mustache, not a handlebar. Oh, wait, no, it is a handlebar mustache, right?
It is a handlebar mustache, bro. Yeah, I know my handlebar mustache.
So this dude is very
opinionated.
Yeah, he's extreme. Like, okay, so before we get into like the actual like meeting with him, I'm just gonna like give some of my preliminary thoughts. Jesus Christ, I can't speak after that. Yeah, that shit traumatized me. But so like, this dude sounded completely sane at first, which is like really scary because like that's probably how he draws in a lot of people. I don't know. What did you think, Joseph?
Did you feel drawn in at any point, Aiden? Because I know you and Danielle got pretty close. She, let's see, I'm on the chat right now. She was like, I'm thinking about taking Joey, which is her son, the one that you met at the basketball court, swimming at the clubhouse this weekend here at Mal Vista Lakes.
Yeah.
If you would like to go, would you, you can just let us know, like, Aiden,
before we get like, so I, on the record, I am not with this woman in any relationship.
Jade, if you're listening, he's
Please,
how long has this been going on, Aiden? Like, how long have you has it been since when did you meet this lady to where we are now?
So somewhere in February, but like after like 2 weeks of talking to her, I kind of got tired of her because like all she did was just send me like bullshit, right? And plus I had school going up, so I was pretty busy, so I just kind of ghosted her, right? But then after school ended and summer started, I started talking to her again with Joseph because he gave me the idea of like doing like a podcast like involved around her. And so we asked her if she wanted to go on the podcast, and she said no, but she recommended Marcial. Yeah.
Which definitely led to something very interesting, which you're about to hear about. You're about to hear from.
So tune in, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. Not show, yeah, podcast. Enjoy. All right.
Bon appétit.
Right, oh wait, shit, I need to send it to him. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. The anticipation. It's killing me. Dude, are you nervous?
Maybe.
Oh my god. My hands are like trembling a little bit, bro.
I'm just sweating a lot, dude.
You're sweating?
Yes. Like my back is Should I pee before so that I don't have to pee?
Okay, I'm gonna do that too, bro.
I'm gonna go pee, dude. Oh my god, dude, he's coming. Okay.
Hello, Aiden, are you there? This is Zeke.
Oh, hi, hey. Zeke. Sorry. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So this is my friend Joseph. I'm doing my podcast with him. It's good to hear your voice, bro.
All right, thank you, and pleased to meet you, Joseph.
Yeah, pleased to meet you too.
Yeah. Okay, so I was just thinking, so one of the first like impressions I got of you was on social media, you had a Joker profile picture of Heath Ledger's portrayal, and I was gonna ask like what that character means to you, like how does he resonate with you?
Okay, so you're talking about on my social media how I have on my platform profile picture the photo of Keith Ledger, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's an easy one. I think I've been on social media for a number of years. I never really took it that seriously, but once I started putting topics up for discussion, I think I probably have been banned from that one particular platform you're talking about two or three times. And then what's more, you know, a number of the things that I put on there were censored. So typically,
what kind of things were censored, like particularly?
Well, I'll just cut to the chase and tell you, when you put the truth on there about anything, there's going to be a faction of people that are going to totally agree with it. And then there's going to be some that are going to be going against it because it doesn't fit their narrative and their goals with regard to what they're trying to put out there and what they want to happen. So I wouldn't put anything on there that's not truthful, like the atomic theory.
So what were like some major things like introduce you to like this new way of thinking, this enlightened way of thinking, like something that really like made you realize that the narratives you're being told weren't necessarily true?
One major area is global warming. That's mm-hmm. they call it climate change now, but I grew up with that. I grew up with the ice age theory. Yeah. And we went from that to greenhouse effect, and we went to global warming, and now here we are in the climate change era. There's a lot of information out there, but we're not privy to the information because they're just not putting it out there. They're showing the narrative in the other respect. So that's one major area to answer your question that really got me looking at what is really going on here.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite places to get like this information? What are your sources?
Yeah, there's a lot of good places to go in your professional. I mean, the people I work with, scientists, they don't want their names used, but I also get a lot of information from online people that do their research. And I don't go along with people that don't do their research. Otherwise, it just turns into a veritable amount of gossip. But people that are into numbers and looking at empirical data, I think that's where we need to go. And if you know how to read data very well, and I'm sure you guys probably do yourselves, because I think you guys are college students, the data doesn't lie. It doesn't mean that it's complete, but it sure shows that the Q movement is realistic because of the future proves past, and how many things that were written a long time ago back in October of 2017 have come to pass. There's another lady, I remember her name. She talks about squirrels a lot, but she's got some good information. You can cross-reference and see if it's legitimate. And that's what I tell people to do. And, I just say, don't listen to me. Just do the research. You prove me wrong. And let's see where this goes. But so not to overwhelm you, but you can see that I don't just get my information from a few places. And I don't really, the mainstream media is owned by six corporations, and they pretty much push the narratives they want. But at the same time, I tell people, you need to listen to them though, because you can decipher what's going on and see what their strategies are and kind of see where things are going. It just comes down to the individual needs to decide. I mean, I consider this a war. You got one side that wants to shut down the world economy. Think about that.
Yeah. So Danielle sent us over something that was pretty interesting. I just want to read this out, get your thoughts on it. It says that all vaccinated people will die within 2 years. Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier has confirmed that there is no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine. In the shocking interview, the world's top virologist stated blankly, "There is no hope and no possible treatment for those who have been vaccinated already. We must be prepared to incinerate the bodies." Scientific genius backed claims of other preeminent virologists after studying the constituents of the vaccine. They will all die from antibody-dependent enhancement. Nothing more can be said. Is this related to the New World Order, the depopulation agenda? What are your thoughts on this?
What Daniel said about the possibility of people dying within 2 years, I can't really respond to that, but I can certainly respond to the idea that you're putting something that's not natural into your body to try to counteract a man-made virus that has a patent on it. Think about that. What Daniel said with regard to that is projected, but I can't say it's not true.
What are your thoughts on Trump taking office and whatnot?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of time, and he will be back because, we can't stop what's happening now. Think about BLM, think about Antifa, think about these people marching, think about MS-13, think about the drug cartels. Yeah. Okay, take every one of those entities, every single one. Trump has infiltrated them. He's not like the other people, though. He's not going to say, "Hey, we infiltrated you guys." No, they've got it all. They've got it all. We were told by our 45th president that he was creating a fourth branch of the military. Remember what that was? That's a Space Force. And people don't realize this, but I'm going to tell you, I got some pretty good contacts on this. I'll try to share what I can, but here's the deal. Space Force is involved with cyber activity. It's not just space, outer space. Mm-hmm. Trump is pretty good at playing his cards, and he was talking about visiting Mars, and I think people were thinking that's what it was, but it's just not. Sure. Space Force already has the information about how they cheated in the election. I think Trump probably had over 100 million votes. He says 75 plus. I think we're looking at over 100, but I don't think there's any question who should be president. In this Q movement, it said, watch the water. I mean, they got these paper ballots. There's different kinds of paper that were used. There's watermarks on the real ballots. The cheaters are toast. We don't want any civil war taking place. I think the bad guys want civil war. That's what they want. So we can't give that to them.
So do you believe Trump was sent by God? Specifically, what kind of religious beliefs do you hold personally?
Well, I believe God's word is without error, but I do believe he's part of this God's plan to expose this information and bring into light what's going on.
So I was gonna ask, when do you think all these prophecies and whatnot are gonna, like, when do you think all these prophecies are gonna happen? Like, when is the supposed fall of Kabbalah gonna occur?
Well, that's a good question, because there's supposed to be a 7-year period, you know, the Antichrist and the false prophet come on the scene, and you're supposed to know who they are. And then when that happens, there's supposed to be 3.5 years of great life on earth, and then there's going to be 3.5 years of hell on earth. And then at the end of that period of time, in my opinion, that's when Jesus returns. You know, he talks about, you know, he stands on the top of the mount, on the mount, and he sees, he allows it like a neutron bomb to be exploded. And of course, a neutron bomb, it melts everything around it, but the building still remains standing. There are scriptures that relate to that. But what's going to happen now is we're basically in the end times. It's a matter of, you know, when you get to the point where, you know, you got supposedly there's a period where the Antichrist gets a big head wound and miraculously survives it. That's when we'll play. That's another prophecy that's supposed to take place.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to ask, do you fear for your life as you, like, speak out against the cabal?
Yeah, I would be concerned for my life, but I'm not going to fear for it, if you know what I mean. I think we have to sort of take calculated risks, but I know God's got a plan for me. If you look at what's going on in Hollywood with some of these actors that turned against the cabal, they get doorknobbed, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of, I mean, if you know the Clintons and you're turning against them, that's people seem to get suicide and things of that sort. So I know that if they could knock out Trump, I think they've said that 17 plus times they've tried to assassinate him. I believe that.
So a lot of the things that you were talking about, like actors in Hollywood speaking out and becoming silent in some kind of manner, those are things that I mentioned in the documentary Fall of Kabbalah, which is a lot of people's introduction into this world of free thinking. I was wondering, what do you have, like, any, like, points of skepticism towards, like, the documentary at all?
Actually, I think it was a good documentary. I'll kind of segue into this documentary with Hollywood, with a friend of mine. She was from Gilbert, Arizona, actually, and she worked for NASA. She worked on Echelon, I think you say it, which is the Patriot Act where they can spy on you and we lose our Fourth Amendment rights. She also went to Harvard and was a very well-educated scientist. At any rate, she was a good friend of mine, and we shared ideas and thoughts. And I'll tell you what, it's eye-opening what she told me. Maybe I could share some of that sometime. But what she mainly told me was that she got into studying chemtrails and what was in the actual material that was floating in the atmosphere to block the sun. They say it's to help cool the earth down. That's what they're trying to say, but obviously that's a lie. Anyway, she found the nanofibers and the things that are inside there, and she actually was taking specimens off of her car, and then she was reporting it, and then she was suing the city of Gilbert for not doing anything about it. And then the cabal got onto her and started threatening her in various ways, and so she moved to Florida. And when I was working in the Middle East, she wanted me to try to get her over there so she could get away from that and get her a job, making some money over there. But I couldn't get her in. And then next thing you know, she's living in Florida and gets killed in a T-bone car accident, which is how they do it. And so now she's gone. But I relate this to Hollywood because she was a threat. She was a threat to what their overall plans were, and wasn't the right time for her, in their mind, to be discussing what was inside those chemtrails. So if anybody tries telling you that chemtrails don't have anything in it, you know, you can handle that any way you want, but there are materials coming down that are going in your body, and nanofibers that more than likely are going to be controlled by the 5G and so forth. So you can, that's another study in its own. And if you look on Twitter, you just don't see, if you look on Twitter and take any of these famous actors or actresses, you would notice that, for example, they would have 15 million followers. I'm just throwing that number out there, but there's no response to their messages. It's not happening anymore. Now there's two sides of this. One is some of them were pedophiles and that are controlled by the cabal because there's 20,000 hours of videotape at Epstein Island and other places. And then on the other side of the coin, the cabal that has control of those actors and actresses that are still around supposedly, if they're not doing what they're supposed to, then they get doorknobbed. So there's definitely, they say where there's smoke, there's flames, fire, whatever they say. There's definitely that, and you can get into that comet pizza thing. You can get into a lot of different areas. You can get into Abramovich and all those other people that are spirit cooking and everything else. You look at the artwork, like they say, their symbolism will be a dead giveaway for what kind of people they are. The symbolism will condemn them. So I do believe it's real. And I think if you look at all these photos of these actors and actresses wearing their boots, covering up their GPS on their ankles, pretty much tells you what's going on.
So we did a lot of preliminary research before this interview, and we actually did look into Mel Gibson and his comments on Hollywood pedophilia. And there's this one quote that really stuck out. He said, "This isn't anything new. If you do some research, you will see that it's a metaphysical, alchemical phenomenon, and you can find it behind the scenes in all the dark eras of history. It's a dark, multidimensional occult art and practice used by secret societies in the last few hundred years for social programming and mind control, and raised to a zenith by Hollywood and America in our era." So what does that quote mean to you? Like, as far as like his comments about like the how long this has been going on?
Well, I think that right there, he's coming out without saying adrenochrome. That's something that they all use. And they're all blackmailed. They're all on film doing some heinous activity, which they say we never would want to see. If we could talk to Mel Gibson, he would probably tell us how they've tried to take him out also. But you're definitely talking about adrenochrome. You're talking about spirit cooking. You're talking about rituals. You're talking about Bohemian Grove type things. And I think that would be probably the best way to answer your statement.
Do you believe in time travel? The documentary mentions traveling between different timelines and parallel universes.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that there's technology that, like med beds, and there's technology like Tesla had where you had Wi-Fi, free energy. That was all stolen. They arrested Tesla. This thing about Einstein being such a great scientist, of course, I'm a science person, so I never thought Einstein was that awesome. Like they say, the people who are in charge or win the war are the ones that write history, and they're lying about all the stuff that's going on, in my opinion. So to answer your question, I think that it's extremely possible. Mm-hmm. As far as universes, I don't know about how many. I think there's different dimensions. I don't know about universes. I don't buy into this NASA. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the moon is 250,000 miles away. And I don't think the sun is 99 million miles away. It's all lies.
Yeah. What can you tell us about the reptilians and their relation to child sacrifice? The documentary and Danielle mentioned these often.
Yeah, they're there. See, you have the blues, which are good. The blues are down there. You got the grays, which are bad. People want to call them UFOs. That's fine. I think we're in a closed system. This thing about going outside into outer space, I don't believe it, because if you research Operation Fishbowl and you look at what was taking place in the South, in the Antarctic region and what's happening there, The UFOs, in my opinion, all come from beneath the earth. I think this is where they live. You know, that's my opinion, but I can substantiate that pretty well. But to carry that a little bit further, I think if you look into Admiral Byrd and his expedition, he was trying to find out what was in, you know, the Antarctica, and he went over the wall and said, there's a place just as big as the United States there. If you go beneath the earth, there's submarines going underneath it. That's where the Nazis got a lot of their information. And I personally think they got it from the grays. The blues, you know, this is a big topic actually, but the blues are the ones that didn't want nuclear war. And I don't know who they are. I have no idea, but they're spiritual entities. And the grays are definitely evil spiritual entities. The Nephilim are the giants. Supposedly they're there. The Bible says we're definitely going to see the giants in the end times if we're around, if we can live into the deepest part of the end times. We'll see these giants. And a lot of people who've done research said, make sure you keep your copper bullets because, you know, copper bullets are the things that can kill them. But I'm not sure about this universe issue. I just don't. Because, you know, in the Bible, it also talks about how the stars will fall to the earth. And if all the stars are suns, it wouldn't do the earth any good to be burning it up. So I don't think they are suns. I think there's one sun. And I don't think the earth is the shape. I don't think it's this spherical shape everybody says it is. I don't know what shape it is. But I don't think it's this exact shape that they're trying to purport it to be. And these satellites that are taking these CGI pictures from outer space or supposedly within our closed system. I don't know if I buy any of that either. This universe issue, and I don't want to insult anybody who thinks there's more than one universe. I think what you said, I would call it more than one dimension. Because if you take like the North Pole, you have Polaris star. If you read the Bible, there are people that think theoretically, and you can't prove it, but they think theoretically that the Polaris star never moves, which it doesn't, is straight above us. So they think above that is heaven, and that's where the throne, God's throne is right there. And then below us, there's supposed to be Sheol, hell, and all of that. And there's pillars that hold the earth up and all this other stuff. And if you believe the Bible, which I do, like I said, I can't prove the shape of it, but that's what I say. And then, you know, you got these people that want to push the Big Bang Theory. Think about the Big Bang Theory. If something explodes, it destroys things. It doesn't make things. So this Big Bang Theory, that you'd have to have a lot of imagination to think things explode and create life like we see it on the planet we live on. So this dimension issue is more where I would hang my hat. There's dimensions. But we're not allowed to get out of this dimension into the one above the dome. I mean, the Bible calls it the dome. You call it the firmament if you want. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how we can get out there. I mean, Russia fired 5 nuclear warheads. And you can look and Google that. And the 5 nuclear warheads did not even put a dent in the dome. Think about it. And why is the sky blue? They try to say it's because of illumination and so forth. Now there's water above there, in my opinion. So it's just, they don't want us to know the truth. But getting back to what we said about the Bible earlier, I think there are so many books missing from the Bible that would tell us all of this, but they don't want us to know. Because if we did, then everybody would, they wouldn't be worshiping the God of this earth. They'd be worshiping the real one.
So there's like a lot of signs of like the longevity of the deep sea, right? So I've read like in multiple sources that, for instance, right, John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln because he was not part of the cabal, right? So John Wilkes Booth was part of the deep state, and there's also a tunnel. The tunnels underneath DC had a much older origin in the nation's history. So, like, what can you speak on like that topic?
Yeah, that's a great topic. And when you talk about tunnels, of course they call them dumbs. I'm sure you're aware of that. The dumbs are located worldwide, and people were always wondering, well, because when we get taxed, our money always goes to London. That's another conversation for another time, but all the money goes there, and then it's dispersed by the cabal to wherever they want to put it. Mm-hmm. And they have a tremendous technology and machinery. I've seen it where you can drill tunnels And we would probably be totally blown away by the underground cities that are down there. And everybody's saying they want the president to return and become president right away and this and that, but we can't have that until, the alliance, which is about 201 nations now, the good guys, but let's just call them the white hats, until they get done preparing for the reinstatement of people. We just can't do it yet. And certain things, I mean, when you're in a war, which is what this is, things get slowed down and we can't have it the way we want it. You know, everybody wants it to happen yesterday type thing. But these underground tunnels are everywhere and they're elaborate. They found tunnels going from between the Vatican and Jerusalem and between the Vatican and Switzerland, where there's literally centrillion amounts of gold here, gold coming out your ears because they've been confiscating gold. Plus they've been confiscating precious items, metals, artwork. It's under there and it's down there. This all has to come out, obviously. And for you to run around saying that to people on the sidewalk, they'll probably think you're a nut. You can't really do that. For people that are trying to be in tune with what has been happening over the past thousands of years, Satan has been around. He wasn't sitting on his hands. He's been preparing for this day for a long time. Echelon and all these other things. What's it called? What's a nuclear accelerator called in Switzerland? I forget. It starts with a C. Centron, something like that. Anyway, they're trying to prepare for a Stargate where they want to destroy God when he returns, and they want to bring Jesus up through a portal somewhere where he can take over the earth. But the thing is, these tunnels are real. They're elaborate. They're under Washington D.C., which is considered an entity of Europe. It's not really part of our country, supposedly. That's another conversation too. But they're there and they're everywhere in every state. And when 80 million children a year from the United States disappear, everybody goes, where they go to? Well, and it's not just the United States, because 800 million children a year around the world are disappearing. And the media doesn't really cover it. They kind of shuffle it under the rug, but those tunnels are real and they're there.
Yeah. Do you think the majority of pedophilia is exclusive to Hollywood and politics, to the people of the high status, the elites? Why do you think that is?
I could answer that a couple ways. I'll hit it from more than one angle. If God wants to judge the United States of America and take it out, he could do that anytime, because we've legalized killing, and they say 46% of all black people are never born, most of them are aborted. So abortion is a big, big thing. Now, as far as pedophilia is concerned, that was a tool that Satan used in Hollywood to get these people under control. And then once they got them on film doing heinous acts, which I'm sure none of us wants to see that, but apparently there's going to be some videotape confessions coming out. And this is a way Hollywood has been able to maintain things. But I mean, we would probably just be blown away if we found out where all these locations where pedophilia is taking place. And then if they feel like they're going to lose those actors, I think they doorknob them. But I think that's what you're looking at, is it's a tool there that they use, but it's everywhere.
What is the purpose of child harvesting and child sacrifice?
Supposedly, it's supposed to give power to Moloch, to Baal, when they do that, and then they all benefit from it because they get the adrenochrome, and it's supposed to be the ultimate drug for them. Mm-hmm. If you look at, and I'm sure you guys have, if you look at their appearances, even within short periods of time, when they, I'll try to use one for an example. What's that lady's name? Ellen. You know Ellen, the one that did the show?
Oh yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, she looked, halfway decent. And she was, I'm sure that some of it's makeup, but she looked like hell later. I mean, if you looked at her face, she looked like a mess. Now, I'm sure a lot of that's stress because she knew her time was up, but. That's just one example. But if you look at a number of them prior to Celine Dion, for example, my God, she looks like a walking corpse now. But they were all using adrenochrome, and they're supposedly they were giving them adrenochrome if they would they're using it as a what do you want to call it? Not kind of to blackmail them to get information from them. They would give it to them until they kind of weaned off of it to get information. But then sooner or later, when they didn't get it, they looked horrible. But that's what I think.
So there's a lot of so you were talking about how Ellen and her appearance like changed because like the consequence. There's a lot of talk about certain celebrities and famous people's appearances changing because they're being replaced with clones. Like, do you think that's necessarily true, or do you think it's something that is out of the far field?
Yeah, I guess they call them doppelgangers. I can't deny that it's true, or I'm more from the standpoint that you know, if you look at the masks that they use, like there's no way in the world that's Joe Biden. That's not the same Joe Biden. I know that. Yeah. His face looks like rubber, but I mean, that's not the same guy. So if you want to call it a doppelganger or a guy wearing a mask, I'd be more apt to say that's what that is. But at the same time, in our discussion, we were talking about technology earlier, and is there the technology to do that? I've listened to people that claim they know that they are clones, that there's four kinds of clones. I'm not privy to, I mean, you know, none of us would be privy to that information unless you're right there. They're supposed to have clone centers where you could go to a clone center. And they say that these clones can be made, and they don't take that long to reproduce them. I don't know what the time period was, but it wasn't very long. And the only thing about it is they're very self-centered. They have to be recharged, and they have to be reprogrammed, supposedly. And that they there was something else I was going to tell you about that. But that they supposedly they have no soul.
Oh,
makes sense, because I mean, they're not created by God. They're you know, like a made in a test tube, so to speak. But they have no soul, and they're all into self aggrandizement and immediate satisfaction. So that's why they're pedophilic also. And but that's what I've come to know so far. But you know, there's no way we can prove that. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we can't prove until it, you know, we just have to go based on cause and effect, what we think is actually taking place. But there seems to be some information out there on them. They're talking about AI warfare. There's a big country that's trying to make their soldiers out of clones, and that would be the ideal war if you could get them to do what you want, because then you wouldn't lose any of your other people. But that's supposedly what's the purpose right now is they're trying to create armies with these clones.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Why do you think John Kennedy didn't reappear in the year of 2020 as the documentary sort of theorized? I don't know if you remember that aspect, but they kind of went into this whole idea that he was going to come back.
Yeah. Well, there's some different schools of thought on that right off the bat. You know, I mean, everybody wakes up every day the past 6 years learning to hate Trump because of the news. So if Trump says black is blue or black is white, no one's going to believe him. So they would rather have, I guess we would call him JFK if he's alive, because JFK Jr., he's no longer a junior. He's the only one. But he would be the ideal person to do that. That's why there's credibility to say that he might have faked his death.
So what's like the most what piece of information that you absorbed like caused like the most cognitive dissonance for you?
That's an easy one. We're in a color revolution. We are in a color revolution. You know, basically the pandemic was a tool that they tried to see if they could do that with. And it failed miserably, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So recently the government, the Pentagon released like footage of UFOs and whatnot. Like that's common knowledge. But do you think that there's a validity to what they released, or is it just being used to distract the general public from something else more menacing?
Well, there's a few ways I will answer that. It could be holograms, because if you look at 9/11, those weren't planes. And building number 3 was blown up too. And they showed different angles of the planes going in where they lost part of the plane picture. You know, we're not going to see all that. Yeah, the holograms would be one thing. Second of all, I think there are UFO type craft. I don't know if they were using the real ones there or not. I just don't. I know that Admiral Byrd, the second trip, I think it was when he went down to the Antarctica, he got into a firefight with his weaponry against the alien, let's just call it the alien weaponry. And they got their asses kicked. They got it handed to them pretty bad. So if you look at that, I think it does exist, but the technology to fake like it's happening is also there. So I think in that case, the one you're talking about, I think that they were trying to take the focus off what was happening. But now they have to deal with it, because people are going to start asking more questions. And Trump said he was going to release that, you know, when he was president. He says, I'm going to release that information. So I think we're going to see more of that information. And I don't know if you guys remember also, Trump said, we're not going to need doctors anymore. I don't know if you remember that conversation. He had a speech.
When was that?
I think it was within the last year of his term. Okay. He was talking about that. He started coming out, if you recall, with some stuff. But he says our best days are ahead of us. He included that statement.
Mm-hmm. In terms of technology, do you think 5G, the rumblings of that, do you think 5G is causing COVID-19? Do you think it's related to that at all?
If you can put nanofibers inside someone's body and it goes to their brain, to the point where, you know, you can control their thoughts, just like MK Ultra, it's the next level of MK Ultra. Of course, that's another Nazi program, where you can get people to do whatever you want. I mean, I just never ceases to amaze me how I can run into some of the most educated and logical people I've ever met, but they're illogical when it comes to certain topics. They just totally run another planet. I think that the 5G, wherever they got this information, and I think it was probably from those underground sources where those aliens are located, I think that's where they got it, because how could they have all this technology? Unbelievable.
So so obviously, like in my research too, I've like seen like multiple like theories or talking, so I don't really believe to be true just because like they contradict other ones that I believe. Have you ever found that for yourself? You just there's some theories that you don't believe to be true.
Yeah, well, I think I'm at a point where I don't know when it took place, but my paradigm has changed. If you take, for example, stuff that's in the concept stage, you could think to yourself, you know, like take Star Trek when it was on in the, I think that show was on in the 60s or 70s. I forget who was in that show, but they could do so many different things, like they could energize themselves from one location to another. One time frame to another, things like that. So when you have things that are in the concept stage, there had to be a thought pattern that allowed that to take place in the first place. And so I'm trying to be open-minded about that, because I think before I thought, that could never happen. But I'm not at that point anymore. I'm thinking that there's a lot of possibilities, because we don't really invent things. We discover things. It's like electricity. You know, Edison didn't invent electricity. He discovered it. There's a lot of stuff out there that I don't think they want us to know about.
Makes sense.
So are there any organizations that you believe to be pure?
Wow. Well, I think anything that is good can be corrupted. That's one way to say it. I think all of our agencies, our alphabet agencies, have been corrupted. To what degree, I guess we'll never know until they show us, but there's corruption at every level. And I'm to the point where I'm just, I got to question things more.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So earlier you were talking about how like Christian, the Christian religion ties into all this. Do you believe that there's any tie in with other religions such as like Islam or even like Hinduism, whatever, any kind of other world religions?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways to hit that one. As far as I was in the Middle East, you know, I try to get along with them. I mean, God's going to judge us all. You know, Muhammad was a pedophile, and they're going along with it. So I think every religion has the premise that came from the Bible, but they went off on their own.
So I think we're about to wrap things up. Do you have any closing thoughts, closing remarks?
No, I appreciate the way you guys questioned me. And to be honest with you both, I didn't know what to expect. There's a lot of information to disseminate for everyone. I think it's our job to actually, I mean, everybody says at Thanksgiving dinner, don't bring up religion and politics.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I would lose a few relatives, and I guess I have. But I don't feel like it's been a loss. I feel like it's been a gain, because I think I'll kind of end with this. I think my first Facebook page that I got closed, they shut me down. They banned me. I think I had, 5,000? I think I had 15,000 at one time. So it must've been a combination of three of them. But I would lose, for every 400 people I would lose, I would gain 1,000, I swear. Because people want to know the truth, and that's what they want, and that's they're happy if they can just get the truth.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I appreciate you hopping onto our podcast, and like, we're grateful that we got the opportunity to speak to you. You provide us a lot of like useful information that personally I'm gonna be dwelling on for like the next couple of days or weeks. Great.
That's great. Well, I've enjoyed any time I can be of any help to anyone. I'm more than happy to try to work it out. I know our time difference is kind of a challenge, but
yeah,
hopefully things worked out for you guys, and this can be something you can use to sort of piggyback into your next challenge.
I appreciate the opportunity you gave us with this.
Excellent. And by the way, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Danielle, so kudos to Danielle, and she's very, what's the word, studious. She really wants to know as much as possible. She's just got an insatiable desire to learn as much.
She thinks very highly of you. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She speaks very well of you. But yeah, thanks, kudos for her, you're right. So Daniel, if you're listening, thanks for that.
All right. Well, maybe you guys can send me a text later on. Maybe you can do that, as far as how to get a hold of the podcast so I can listen to it. See how many times I didn't use proper English.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. Have a good day for you, but night for us.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Take care. It's been a pleasure. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my god, dude.
Holy shit, dude. That took so long.
That was crazy.
Dude.
Well,
you talked like so much, but that's good, dude.
Yeah, it's good. We've less work for us to do.
In the beginning, though, like, he was just like listening off all those people. I was like,
yeah, he was like trying to list off sources to sound like more credible and shit. And then he just like went completely off the rails.
I know.
He stopped trying to cite people. He was just like, yeah, aliens and the red, blue, and green lizards. And the cloning centers, bro. I
couldn't be on my way to the cloning center.
Bro. The cloning center next door. We need to go hit it up.
It was like, it was actually kind of scary how like sane he sounded in the beginning. Like,
he's very well spoken, and I think that's the draw for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But dude, like, I lost it when he said that 49% of black babies are never born.
Oh my god, dude. At least he believes in the Holocaust.
I know
he has that. Like, yeah. But as I texted you during it, I just think it's amazing. Like that they're not selective about which conspiracy theories. It's not like, oh, I believe in this one, this one. He pretty much believes in every single conspiracy theory that is in circulation right now. But yeah, like aside from like the fucking Holocaust being fake or whatever.
Like he's so deep in this that like he like I probably could have just listened to some random ass fucking source and like he would have just been like, oh yeah, that's true.
We really should have experimented with that. Just came up with a bunch of fake shit.
Mm-hmm. Dude, reading off that fake Mel Gibson quote, holy shit, I could not.
Yeah, for anybody listening, we have done our research and it has been extensive. This has been a project that has been in the works for months. And we thank you for listening.
Yeah.
This has been Bleeding Cynicism. Till next time.